A World Ruled by Left-Brainers. The world is run by left-brained people. The problem with left-brained people is they think there is only one brain and only one intelligence. Many are not aware of the other parts of the brain and the possibility of other types of intelligences. When you ask a highly educated left-brained person for the definition of intelligence, he or she replies, "If you agree with me, you are intelligent. If you don't, you're an idiot." In the world of money, these left-brained people believe making money is a by-the-numbers formula, a mathematical equation. This is why when the market crashed, many funds crashed in unison. The funds are run by academic geniuses all following the same formula. Here's another quote from the August 24, 2007 Wall Street Journal article on quant funds. Justin Lehart, How the Quant Playback Failed. A number of quant funds, which use statistical models to find winning trading strategies, reported heavy losses this month. In many cases, the managers pointed their fingers at other quantitative hedge funds, essentially saying they all owned many of the same stocks and their models told them to sell at the same time, driving down the share prices, hurting everyone in the process. Learning to win using your whole brain. Warren Buffett once said, "You have to think for yourself." It always amazes me how high IQ people mindlessly imitate. As an educational entrepreneur, I began teaching students to think outside of the box and to create rather than imitate. I was surprised at how frightening this teaching process was for many of my students. Most had been so frightened into needing job security, a magic formula for investing, and avoiding mistakes, that breaking the bonds of that fear was the hardest part of my job. These were smart, successful, well-educated people who wanted to make changes. Neuroscientists have recently discovered that the brain has mirror neurons. Many of these scientists believe this discovery is more important than the discovery of DNA. A neuromirror, in overly simple terms, is the equivalent of birds of a feather flock together. That is, our brains are programmed to imitate what we see others do. It explains why quant fund managers invest in the same stocks, why poor people stay poor even though they earn a lot of money, and why a child raised in England will speak a different dialect of English with a different accent than a child born in the U.S. or Australia. Mirror neurons of dialect and accent limit the scope of our world and who we associate with. Today, neuroscientists believe that mirror neurons are the most powerful learning parts of our brains. In the classroom, it explains why some students are teachers' pets. Since most classrooms are led by left-brained people, they tend to favor the kids with the same intelligences. In simple terms, mirror neurons mean our brains are like television transmitters and receivers. Even though we are not physically talking to one another, our brains are communicating at very deep levels. For example, when we walk into a room, most of us can immediately sense who likes us and who doesn't, even though nothing is said. This is the worst part. I learned that if I did not feel good about myself, people did not feel good about me. In many instances, another person is only sending back what I am broadcasting. In other words, if I think I am a loser, other people will think of me as a loser. The good news is that you and I can change their perception of us by changing our perception of ourselves. If I had not changed my perception of myself, I would never have met and married a beautiful woman like Kim. Someone like Donald Trump wouldn't be my friend, and I wouldn't be financially secure today. If I had not consciously changed my perception, I would probably still be a shy, fat, poor kid speaking pidgin English. Being raised in a family of schoolteachers, I realized their measure of success was the school a person attended and how many advanced degrees he or she had. In the world of big business, it was pretty much the same thing. In most major corporations, employers want the pedigree of prestige that comes with advanced degrees from recognized schools. Being around my rich dad, I realized his measure of success was how much money he made, the people he spent time with, the freedom to work or not work, and how many jobs he provided. I realized I had better decide whose measure of success I wanted to base my life on. Since I did not think I could win at my poor dad's game of school and big business, I decided I had a better chance of winning at my rich dad's game, That is when my real education began. I decided to follow in my rich dad's footsteps as an entrepreneur and real estate investor. The questions for you are, what is your measurement of success? Where do you have the best chance of winning? Is your brain being trained to win?